Or should I say good afternoon?
A lovely afternoon.
Welcome to the sophomore effort of the Brown Lodge. Yeah, thank you. Good night. No, welcome to the show. It's a happy Sunday to you. An abbreviated staff today because our boy Runner has got a new job, so he's not here today. He will be back with us next week, and everything will be cool and ready to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I just want to point out again, it really is a beautiful day.
It really is a beautiful day here in the city. Ha ha. Honka honka. Yeah, it's like, 70-something degrees or something else. I don't know. I'm never going to talk about the weather ever again because we're on the internet. And there is no weather on the internet because the internet is an indiscriminate place. No size or shape. I love you so much, baby.
Yeah, technically we're not even really here.
Actually, yeah, we're in nowhere land. Whoa, all of a sudden the noise drops out and everything's cool. Yeah, we're working out of our makeshift studio this week, like I said, because we don't have Mike with us this week, and we're not going to be working out of our usual studio at his place. So we have this jerry-rigged little thing going at my house. So we're not going to have some sound effects. We're not going to have the webcams. We're not going to have a lot of things today, but we will have...
the truth.
The truth. Unbridled truth. Don't be ashamed of what we say. Why would you be ashamed? I don't know.
I'm not.
God, my eyes itching like crazy.
I don't really like shame.
We're not big fans of shame. So, like we're saying, sophomore effort. You're actually going to be able to hear the whole show this time because we've got some things set up recording-wise.
Actually, this show was kind of like a redshirt freshman because there was that one first year that didn't really count.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. And actually, this is where we're going to be... I don't know that this show's going to be perfect for that either, considering that a third of the show's not here. But, hey... what are you going to do? We're going to be all right.
Sometimes there's injuries.
Exactly. Well, exactly. He pulled his groin. That's what we're going to say. Yeah, first thing you do is touch the mic stand that I hate. Well, welcome to the Brown Lodge. You can get the Brown Lodge at www.thebrownlodge.com. You obviously know that, or you wouldn't hear us. You could also get us online. You can instant message us during the show at the Brown Lodge. And there's all sorts of ways to email us. Chris@thebrownlodge.com. Keith@thebrownlodge.com, a whole bunch of nonsense.
Keith will be checking my emails, by the way.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's for if you want to get a message out to 100K, send it to Keith. That's his personal handler, and he'll take care of everything.
You didn't have to talk about the handling part.
Well, I'm into handles. What's your handle? I mean, on your blog.
Well, you know, my handle differs. My ICQ handle, or my ICQ handle.
I'm big into ICQing.
Tends to be different.
I'm issuing a warning out to anybody out there that's got a problem.
And this show, by the way, is going at a full 85 miles per hour.
There is honestly full speed ahead, 85 miles an hour. We got the hammer down, and we're going forward from this point on.
You know, that's really weird that you said that. I swear to you, I just woke up this morning, and you know, sometimes you wake up in the morning and you hear like...
I try and do it at least once a day.
It works better that way. I try to do it like three times a day, wake up. But anyway, you wake up and you think about ridiculous things. For some reason, I had Hammer of the Gods in my head. And I know that's a book about Led Zeppelin, or
it's a book and it's a line to a Led Zeppelin song.
And I was trying to remember.
Actually, for all I know, it actually might even be a song title. I don't know a song called Hammer of the Gods.
I was trying to remember where it actually came from. If it was like from a different book or some occult reference that Jimmy Page is into, but I started wondering, is it Thor's hammer, the hammer of the gods?
I would assume it probably is.
Obviously.
That's the most horrendous thing I've ever heard in my life. Led Zeppelin sings about Thor.
No, okay? Led Zeppelin sings about Thor's hammer.
Oh, that...
But then for some reason that led to putting the hammer down.
Not even Thor. Just one of Thor's possessions. That's what they concern themselves with.
I started wondering about putting the hammer down, and then as I was starting to get up, because I was like actually fully waking up now, I started to think about, you know, putting the metal down, putting the pedal to the metal, and I started...
Oh, put the pedal to the metal, 85 miles an hour, right here, the Brown Lodge.
And I started wondering, why is it called putting the hammer down when you speed? Or is it not? Am I completely way off?
I don't know. Well, I know what you're talking about. I don't think it's for speeding, per se, that you call putting the hammer down. It's just getting ready to go fast. put the hammer down.
Well, how fast can you go? You can only, I mean, you know.
I mean, top speed, we top out at 85 miles an hour, but I think the average person tops out about 65 or so.
Is there two Fs on this keyboard? Sorry to bring technical issues into it, but I'm wondering why it's going WFR and then on the next line DFG.
What are you talking about?
All right, that's an E. Okay.
Wow, so you're nuts. You totally just made me crazy there. Yeah, we're never going to talk about technical issues anymore, so we're talking. It's weird that you bring this whole thing up about the hammer of the gods and stuff like that, because I was with my wife this morning, and we were in the kitchen, and we were talking about how I want to fight, you know, professionally at some point in my life, which I actually really don't. I want
to
actually...
It's better to wait till you get older and older to decide to fight professionally.
Well, I want to... I wasn't even talking about boxing. I'll get into what I was talking about. I was talking about in my fighting style how I'm gonna drop the hammer on people, and it's kind of odd that how this all works out ironically.
Well, see, dropping an elbow could be like dropping a hammer, or even some kind of physical, you know. But for some reason, I think people when they're referring to speeding say they're gonna put the hammer down.
Yeah, they're gonna go fast. They're gonna put the hammer down. Well, speeding to me implies. Sorry.
Pedal to the metal.
Excuse me, I had a little gas there. Speeding to me implies the putting the pedal to the metal. It implies the police or the offense is what speeding is to me. Even though it shouldn't be, speeding should just mean that you're going faster. But speed, when I think speeding, I think of a cop. I think of a ticket. That's what I think of.
Is this another attempt to make mock me for dropping out of paralegal school?
No, yes. Yes, it is. Wow, uncomfortable silence.
Professional fighting.
So I was seriously, thanks for reminding me. You got to keep me in line sometimes, because even though I have a booklet of notes right in front of me, I haven't even looked at it for more than 0.1 seconds.
I will start putting the sledgehammer down if you start.
No, put the hammer down. Put the hammer down. Speed around this room like a madman, and I'll see if someone could arrest you for it.
You know what speed I'll be going at.
Well, you're going to be topping out at 85 miles an hour. 85 miles an hour. Whoosh, whoosh. See, we don't have sound effects, so that's going to be the sound effect for speed. Whoosh, whoosh. See, even though that's like a whip.
A karate kick with a whip.
So I was watching the UFC this morning, the tape of it. I actually haven't seen the whole thing, so don't worry, I'm not going to spoil anything for anybody listening. Whenever I watch it, I get all amped up, and I want to fight. If you could see right now, you'd see like I'm gritting my teeth and I'm making a fist, because when guys are beating the hell out of each other and you're watching, it's just like, oh my god, I want to do that. What it comes down to is we actually have some friends that do this sort of stuff. They do like the mixed martial arts training and whatnot, and I could get into it if I wanted to, but I don't want to actually get hit at any point. So I'm gonna opt not to be a mixed martial artist.
Well, is getting hit a part of it?
I think that would be part of like the martial part of it.
Maybe you could be so like fast and spindly that you don't ever get hit.
Yeah, but there's a chance that I could get hit. I'm just saying, like, I talk a good game about how I want to be an ultimate fighter and I get over, but I don't want to really. That's not to say I won't get into a fight and I won't protect myself and I won't protect my kin and whatnot. But I'm just speaking. Blah, 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 blah. What's the word I'm looking for? I'm just speaking. You know, I'm just talking shit. I just cursed on the air. FCC. So, I was watching the UFC, watching the tape this morning. I only got through the first match, and it was an amazing fight. It got me all amped up, and I came out of the bedroom, and I talked to my wife in the kitchen, and spoke to her about how I was all amped up and getting crazy, and that's why I brought up that I wanted to drop the hammer on her. And then I went to the bathroom and looked in the mirror, and you know, I'm like, I'm posing in the mirror and flexing and showing my fighting style. And it dawned upon me that I've lost a substantial amount of weight over the past few months. I don't know if any of you know that. I'm down like over 60 pounds, close to 70 pounds that I've lost, because I was really fat. Now I'm only slightly fat. And as I'm posing in the mirror, I'm looking at myself. I don't even look like an ultimate fighter anymore. I mean, don't get me wrong, I never looked like an ultimate fighter. I never was an ultimate fighter. But I don't have that same. There's no bulk to me when in like my upper body. My bulk is all in my stomach now. I feel like I've lost weight in my chest, and it really depresses me. I just want to say that.
That's the pain of losing weight. Sometimes.
Yeah, it shouldn't be, but it is.
Well, they do make, you know, things called weights that you can lift.
Whoa. Now you're getting a little bit out of control. Theoretically, I want to do no work. I want to eat whatever I want. I want to not exercise at all. And I want to have a sick body.
See.
And I want to be tough as hell and be an ultimate fighter. I want to be an ultimate fighter that doesn't get hit. And I want to have a great body without any of the work involved. Am I asking too much?
I don't think so.
I don't see why.
I don't see why you would be thought of as asking too much. That sense.
I don't know.
I think those are realistic goals.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously, there shouldn't be any quarrels with that. On that note, being in sick shape, being Diesel as I am, I'm like throwing these fists, whatever. But I'm thinking about being Diesel. You know who I think is Diesel?
Who?
Gary Sheffield.
Well, I don't know if you know the latest in the Gary Sheffield incident.
Who is Gary Sheffield? Isn't he? Didn't he have a show on Fox? This is the theme to Gary Show.
Yes. He got that show because he's Dwight Gooden's nephew.
Oh, okay. Dwight Gooden's nephew. He's popular on his own, in his own regard, I understand, too, right? He plays some sort of some professional baseball, I understand it.
Yeah, apparently.
For those of you who don't know, Gary Sheffield plays for the Yankees, and he got himself into a little trouble this week.
Well, what happened initially?
By being a
What happened initially was, wow, that he went to get everybody knows what happened, I'm sure. He went to pick up a ball in the corner, and a Boston fan like swiped his hand at him and brushed against the side of his face.
That is correct.
So Gary Sheffield stood up and shoved the guy with his glove. Although, according to the Yankee fans, he never made contact with anyone, but. I don't know how that.
Yeah, I found that odd too, because even on all the sports talk stations in New York, for some reason they were saying like, yeah, well, he didn't even really, you know, he never made contact with him, he never touched him, like he shoved him,
yeah.
He blatantly shoved him, but
and so he shoved, you know, he shoved the guy, and then he decided to throw the ball back. He throws the ball back, and then he goes back to confront the guy with his fist pumped, ready to fight, and then he stops for a second, and this is the restraint we're all hearing about, what great restraint he had that he
didn't...
It's
great that he didn't...
It's great that when he went back to fight, he didn't actually fight.
He didn't really fight.
So all along, I've been all riled up, and it's not because I really hate the Yankees more than anything in the world, it's just because... I honestly didn't think the guy was intentionally going to hit him, and over the past couple of days, that's pretty much been the consensus as everyone looks at it, that the guy was either pointing at something or most likely going to get the ball, or at worst, was going to try to maybe, you know, knock the ball away from him or something, or, you know, interfere with the game, but not actually hit him in the face.
He got up in his piece, though, and there's no way for Gary Sheffield to know that was
to know the difference once he feels the contact.
Yeah, like, dude, he's coming down and a hand comes at him. So whatever, I can understand the dude being pissed off. I can understand him wanting to take a swipe at the guy.
But this is the latest now.
Well, and for the record, I just want to say my opinion on the matter as far as whether he hit him or not. I have no idea because I refer to the Post for my news, and I haven't seen it. I still haven't seen it. I don't watch a lot of sports.
Have you seen the Post today?
No. On my day off, I don't do it.
Well, apparently, last night, the Boston Police Department...
issued a warrant for Gary Sheffield.
No. Got some high-definition tape, and after reviewing the tape, are issuing a warrant for the guy's arrest, because they've come to the conclusion now that he did intentionally hit him in the face. I don't understand when I watch it. It makes no sense to me. I don't possibly see how... Unless the guy was really, really, obviously nobody could see me besides you right now, but really good at covering up the fact that, I mean, he did the follow through well enough where it didn't look like, you know, if you throw a punch at somebody, usually your fist or whatever would land on their face and then that would kind of be it. He did a whole follow through to kind of sort of cover himself up to make it look like he didn't intentionally hit him. But I guess the Boston Police Department disagrees because they've issued a warrant for his arrest and another fan that they say threw a beer.
So that guy, that beer fell out of his hand.
This is the thing. Gary Sheffield knocked the beer out of a lady's hand when he didn't make contact with anyone.
Right.
But apparently some other poor idiot, well, not poor idiot, he shouldn't be throwing a beer, but thought that he was like the phantom in this whole thing. And apparently he's going to get arrested now because thanks to the modern technology and high definition television, they were actually able to see this guy come up from the side and throw his beer at Gary Sheffield.
Do you have HD TV?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'd like to actually see HD TV and see what they could see different.
I once got
Do you think that if they put on HD TV, like it's a totally different thing that you're seeing,
like different results?
Yeah, exactly. Like yeah, they put on HD TV for the thing, and at that moment when he's about to hit him, like it turns into a Three Stooges routine where they're punching each other in the head and it's all crazed.
It's very possible.
Yeah, I don't think it's very possible. That was just tomfoolery. Well, I think that's our fill of Gary Sheffield because I hate him.
Yeah, I don't.
And I hate his team. And I'm allowed to say that because I do.
Yeah, I hate his team, too. I hate the Yankees. Just in case I didn't say it clear enough before. You know what bothers me about the Yankees?
See, they're not the Mets.
Well, besides that. Every time there's some kind of incident, and now there's just regular incidents with the Yankees and the Red Sox. I'll always admit that the Red Sox tend to start it a lot by, you know, hitting people with baseballs instead of pitching to the strike zone.
You mean brushing back as part of the game.
Pedro Martinez definitely 2 years ago in that playoff started that when he hit Kareem Garcia, threw at his head. Well, not his head, but he hit him.
Brushed him back.
Okay. Did he hit him? I don't remember now. I think he clocked him.
He
knocked him six ways from Sunday.
It's part of the game. It's part of the game. You're allowed to brush people back. You're allowed to throw people as far as I'm concerned. Whatever. It's part of the game. It doesn't bother me. By the way, we're totally going way, way, way crazy sports talk today just so far, just so we know. We're alienating all of our listener out there.
I think that if you watch a game with a Yankee fan, Like a couple of years ago, there was that game where Pedro Martinez hit Kareem Garcia. So then Roger Clemens threw
brushed
it
back.
Pedro Martinez brushed back Kareem Garcia.
Thank you.
And then Roger Clemens threw at Manny Ramirez.
Brushed him back.
Oh, okay. I thought you.
Everything is a brushback, as far as I'm concerned. There's no.
But yeah, Roger Clemens and I mean, obviously Roger Clemens has shown in the past that he has a penchant for hitting people.
Roger Clemens is fine. He brushes people back. There's nothing wrong with it. He was trying to brush back Mike Piazza when he threw that bat chunk at him. He was trying to take ownership of the plate.
Well, if you can brush somebody back off the plate, why can't you brush them back off of first base?
Off the base pass, exactly.
So, Roger Clemens threw at Manny Ramirez, and then, so Manny Ramirez got a little angry, and it started that whole thing, and then somebody else threw at somebody, and in the end, what happened is, now, in my opinion, if you're a fat old Don Zimmer and you charge Pedro Martinez, you deserve to be thrown on the ground like a big sack of shit like he is. I don't like to curse.
You don't need to work blue.
I don't like to work blue, but I have a thing about not liking Don Zimmer. Whatever. It always just seems that the Yankees are this, you know, poor. They always have this poor us attitude just because people are throwing at them and...
I got to change my whole stance on the whole thing. I actually like the Yankees. There's nothing wrong with them. They're just a sports team that does sports, and I don't really like the Yankees. I'm sorry. I'm going back to my original position.
But I don't think like the Red Sox either anymore.
I don't even care.
I like the Mets.
I don't even care about anyone but the Mets, exactly.
Who have won six in a row right now.
Well, I've heard something about that. I have this note here that says Mets record. If you guys go back to last week's show, actually, I don't know if it made through in the recording, went into a whole big thing about how there was only one team in baseball that had a record of 0-5 at the time. And curiously, that record today is 6-5.
Well, the funny thing is last week I made a prediction on the show. I think I even called out the time that the game hasn't started yet. Pedro Martinez is pitching today, so the Braves are going to win 1-0. I get home from the studio, put on the TV, it's in the sixth inning, and the Braves are leading 1-0. But as we know, it turned around, there was a big comeback, and...
It's fantastic. We love it. I think we got to get away from the sports. We've just did like 15 minutes about how much we hate the Yankees without talking about sports.
We're actually going to play sports.
Yeah, actually, so for our next segment, I'm going to throw knuckleballs, and as I like to call them, knucklers.
Ow.
I got some arm, though it's not meant for
you. That wasn't a knuckleball, and it was a knife.
I got some physique, though, to throw it, so check me out. I'm too lanky. I'll fight you.
If I could go back to standing in the mirror, I currently weigh about 192 pounds.
Ooh, twisted steel on sex appeal.
I'm down from maybe about 20 pounds from a couple of months ago. Because I was eating out of control.
Is that really all? Because it looks like a substantial amount more. It looks like you lost more than just 20 pounds.
No, I think it's about 20.
This is the kissing each other's ass of segment of the show, because, wow, we look so great because we lost weight.
So this I've been...
Unfortunately, Mike's not here, so you can just look at the two of us and say, like, I've weighed the same thing for the last 30 years. Leave me alone.
Yeah, well...
Sorry,
Johnny Consistency.
So, no, you were saying...
I'll go on the treadmill now. For about a half an hour a day, I'll try, maybe an hour.
I spoke to someone at your house this morning while you were on the treadmill. You couldn't come to the phone because you were in the middle of working out.
Well, if you want to hear something ridiculous, being delusional, I'll get off the treadmill after about maybe 4 days of doing 30 minutes a day, and I'll look at my stomach, which previously should have had Zeppelin written across it, and I'll get really angry that it's still sticking out.
What, Hammer of the Gods?
Yes, exactly. I'll get really angry that I'm not, like, ready for the cover of Men's Fitness after doing 30 minutes.
What, you get angry about it?
Yeah.
See, I'm the exact opposite. I get delusional about it. I don't exercise at all. I just diet severely.
Well, that's the thing. I don't exercise well. So when I do exercise, I'm so ready to pass out when I get off the treadmill after, like, a week of exercising that I don't understand why I'm not ready for, like, a professional bodybuilding competition.
Because you eat carbohydrates.
I love carbohydrates.
Yeah, that's one. That's your problem.
Oh, excuse me, carbohydrates.
Carbs. But I'm the other side of the spectrum. I do this dieting that I do, and every morning I wake up and I go get on the scale. And it's just like, wow, I'm going to be losing like 7 pounds today, and I never do. But I love it. I love it. And I look at it, and I'm looking at my stomach like, wow, I look great, even though I look exactly the same.
Well, I did comment before that we're sort of in the same weight range now.
I don't necessarily agree with that number wise,
but we look
body
like
types,
body types, and looking like similar people. It's pretty interesting considering that there was definitely, I think, in the past.
I look like a pregnant man, and you look like a skinny little girl.
I look like the baby that would be born.
Exactly.
I think there was probably a 160-pound difference between us at some point.
I think that's a safe guess. It's not the case anymore. Because I am slim and trim, and I'm now lanky and can't be a fighter, and it hurts me. Hurts me a little bit. Moving on from my awesome body, I'm going to look to a different way. Let me cross this off my list right here. Stricken from the record, UFC body style. UFC body style, that's my notes. We did a little sports segment, and I wanted to get away from it. What happened?
I was putting the cap in my pen.
I saw you pick a pen up. I thought I was getting stabbed. We did a sports segment. I don't want to really do too much on sports, but there were some criminal aspects there. And that brings me to another criminal that I love deeply. And now's when I would play Y'all Gonna Make Me Lose My Mind, Up In Here, Up In Here. DMX is in trouble with the law again.
Oh, no. What did he do?
Are you upset?
No.
Well, my favorite part of the story is he was involved in a car accident. It wasn't a major issue, other than the fact that he careened off one car and then ricocheted into a police car.
He careened Garcia off. Maybe
yes,
it was just
yes,
brush
he was
back.
Brushing him back. And upon
searching the car, they
found a gun and crack. In the car with his wife and his toddler.
In DMX's car?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Kareem Garcia's, maybe. But, yeah. So, congratulations, DMX. I just want to say you're a champ. You're a champ of the year. I think you're the best.
Yeah. You know what I've noticed lately?
What's that? That DMX has crack?
I'm noticing
people lately.
I'm noticing a correlation. And I don't even think it's my imagination anymore. Between rap artists and crime.
Wait a minute. Are you suggesting that gangster rappers are actually gangsters?
I don't know if I'd go that far. But
I don't mean like Al Capone gangsters, but I mean there's...
I think a couple of them have maybe shoplifted in their day.
Holy word.
Maybe, you know, a drive-by shooting here and there.
Yeah, it's shameful.
Stolen batteries.
Hip-hop.
I once stole batteries from Woolworths when I was 5.
Where was there a Woolworths by you?
Ralph Avenue? No. What the hell was the Woolworths?
It's really interesting to let people know where the Woolworths was.
I don't know. It was Flatland Avenue.
Yeah,
actually.
Brooklyn. God love it.
Yeah, but there was a Woolworths there, and I stole batteries. It's even more interesting to tell people that I stole batteries when I was five.
Do you mean Crooklyn, where you're from, where you represent from, and you're going to become a gangster rapper now?
I'm going to shoplift every day.
Shoplifting. Continuing with legal woes, how do you feel about Mark Hacking? Do you know who Mark Hacking is?
Is that the guy that finally admitted he killed his wife?
That's the guy who finally admitted he killed his wife. The guy he was making believe he was a doctor or something. if you remember, that's the story, right? He made believe he was in medical school. I'm going from memory a lot.
Wait a second now. Hold on a second. Is this the guy that they caught in like Ibiza or something on some like?
I don't know where they caught him. I don't remember that part. I remember that they were asking him about the story, and he was denying it. He's like, he's got a shaved head and a goatee. I remember that. And I remember the whole concept behind it was that he was making believe he was a doctor, or making believe he was in medical school, or something like that. I wish if someone wants to instant message us, she could let us know. But I'm sure no one knows off the top of their head what Mark Hacking's story is. Regardless, he finally admits to the whole thing, and my favorite part about it, 6 years to life, because he did it, he's facing 6 years to life because it was a violent crime with a gun that he was doing, and 5 years to life because it was murder. You're telling me I can kill someone, and if I do good time, I could be out in 4 years? Oh. 4 years for murder. Murder! I'm sorry, I was always under the impression that when you went to jail, you didn't get out of jail.
What state is this?
That's a really good question. Like Nevada or New Mexico? It's something to do with. Well, yeah, we have a computer, actually.
I'm actually surprised because I didn't think that any state was insane enough to allow you to have a fight. I know in New York it's like 25 years to life.
25 to life. That's what Rick to life's been.
5 years to life. Wow, that's pretty interesting.
5 years.
Salt Lake City, Utah.
5 years to life for murder, and it was upgraded to 6 years to life because it was
with
a gun.
Oh, he's screwed then.
Yeah. 6 years. 5 years. It just boggles my mind that you can kill somebody and only do 5 years time.
So isn't it weird when you're found guilty? Did he plead guilty? I'm assuming
he pled. There's no. So he's not eligible for parole because of it.
When you go for your sentencing, that a judge can, you can stand before the judge and say, "Wow, I'm either going to get 6 years or life." I don't understand. It's a little strange. You know what? I don't understand.
What's that? I'm still dumbfounded because I haven't thought about this since I wrote this down on my notes the other day when I read it in the paper and it made me crazy. So I'm still a little. I'm like. That's my sound.
Are you going to UFC him?
I swear to God, I'm going to take him. Brush him. I'm going to take him. I'm going to throw some fists and brush him right off the plate. That's my base. The plate.
I don't understand why somebody could drive down the street at say 85 miles.
What, you mean topping out at 85 miles an hour?
At 85 miles an hour. Like through a parking lot, say, while they were on a cell phone putting on makeup, and actually run the risk of running somebody over and killing them, and they would get a speeding ticket.
So I got to be honest with you. There are times when I'm driving, I close my eyes for a couple seconds just to see how far I can go with driving with my eyes closed. So I can't say anything.
I think that just makes you part of the problem. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's okay.
You're the disease. I'm the cure.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone, Cobra, 1985. Thank you.
That was a sound effect.
Oh.
We're copywriting our sound effects today, by the way.
I'm sorry. Sued. I apologize. I didn't mean to throw those footnotes out there. But I don't understand where you're going with this.
Okay, so you can say drive down the street at let's even say you have a car that goes. Probably make cars that may even go faster than 85 miles an hour.
That's not even possible. Okay. The fastest. Just so we understand, if this has not become abundantly clear to all of you, we're not saying that we top out at 85 miles an hour because that's all we can go. From this day forward, I want to make an official statement on behalf of the Brown Lodge, if I may, and if I can't, I don't care because I'm making it anyway. The fastest speed. The fastest speed is 85 miles per hour. Thank you. You cannot go faster than 85 miles an hour. So I look in the face of your statement about you have a car that can go faster than 85 miles an hour, and I smite it. I want nothing to do with it. You're just talking hogwash.
That was a radio brushback.
Poppycocks. So anyway, if you have a car that goes 85 miles an hour, like we do, although we don't actually even need a car, we just do it with our
If you're topping out down the street,
right,
running the risk of killing somebody because you're on a cell phone, and putting on makeup.
Well, you might.
Whether you're a man or a woman,
you might need to get a little pretty.
You know, if you get pulled over, you're going to get a speeding ticket.
That's correct.
Speeding ticket.
Like we said, speeding automatically ticket. Go on.
If they find a little bit of pot in your car, now you run the risk of going to jail for a year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. Okay,
and
so
not even to get on the whole, you know.
Okay,
like,
wait. So let's say I had nothing to do yesterday. I went down to your house, and I decided to. I'm going to choose you just so I don't offend anybody else I'm talking about, but understand that I really love you deeply. Let's say I come to your house and I cut your head off, just you know, because I feel like doing it. And then I love the work that I did. I was very precise with the way I made jagged cuts. I take your head with me and throw it in the back seat of my car. And I decide, and I go, and let's say I make a turn without my blinker, and a cop pulls me over for that. Would you think that because he sees a severed head in the back of my car that he shouldn't do anything about it? Just because you're pulled over for one thing, you should be.
No. I have no problem with the fact that.
I just wanted to run through a scenario where I'm cutting your head off.
Obviously. Oh, yeah, this isn't an illegal search and seizure issue. I don't really. I'm not even getting into that. I don't even care about that necessarily. What I'm saying is that I think the fact that having the pot could get you a year in jail, but running the risk of running people over on the streets could get you a speeding ticket is ridiculous. And I'm not
running the risk versus committing a crime. While I don't believe that drugs should be illegal, most of them anyway, some of them should be, but they are a crime at this point. So it's you're breaking. I mean, I guess speeding is breaking the law too, and it's dangerous.
Well, that's my whole point.
But there are some people who can't speed. There are some people who could drive drunk. But I firmly believe that. I don't believe that I'm one of them. I've proven that I'm pretty poor at it. I used to live at a house on Clove Road that when I pulled into the driveway, I crashed into the house on a daily basis.
you were just brushing the house back.
I was brushing them back. I was protecting the plate. I don't necessarily think that everyone should be penalized for talking on a cell phone while driving, because I could do that. I'm sorry, and I don't think I should get a ticket for it.
But I think if you measure up the two things, if you measure up somebody speeding really fast, dangerously high speeds versus somebody like
versus
having
a nickel
pot,
bag of weed.
Yeah, you know, it's. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I mean, the whole concept of drugs being illegal.
I'm not saying they should lower the penalty for drugs. They should just start beheading people for
speeding. If there was a severed head in the back of the car, though, then they should be getting in trouble.
But the worst is...
So you're saying that DMX, for driving high on crack, should be in worse trouble for that than actually having the crack in his car with his young child?
Oh, hell yeah, absolutely. I guess the child makes it a little different, child.
It shouldn't really make a difference, because there's nothing illegal about being terrible in front of your kid. It should be, but there isn't. All right, well, good point.
But I guess the interesting thing is that if Mark Hacking was speeding, he'd get a ticket. If they found a nickel bag of weed, he'd get a year. If they found his wife's dead body in the trunk, he'd get 6 years.
6 years? You gotta be effing kidding me.
Do you think Scott Peterson's thing is going to be overturned, by the way, as I delve into news from months ago?
It probably should be. The guy was convicted of
being a scumbag.
Well, he is, and that's fine. But
I'm not saying he didn't kill her either.
He was convicted on circumstantial evidence.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure he probably did kill her, but legally, I don't think it was proved beyond a reasonable doubt. Actually, I don't even know if he killed her.
I'm just not saying a word because I'm too tempted to go in a direction here with that has been done on too many radio shows that I'm a fan of, so I'm not saying anything about this. I think that Scott Peterson should serve 6 years to life.
I think.
Oh, actually, you know what? Two terms of it, so 12 years to life.
Oh, come on! He didn't kill. Oh, he did.
It's not like he killed his wife and kid and dumped him in a lake. Anyway, well, that's that. I, let's see, do I have any other legal thoughts? Football you want to talk about? I wanna love you so badly.
All right, then I'll turn the microphone off and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Sports, I love it. It's good to have contests.
I wanted to point out that the NFL schedule came out this week.
Oh, I thought you wanted to have a catch in here. You're making that gesture. NFL schedule came out this week for all you sports fan out there. And they're going to play games. Thank you very much. And
I just wanted to point it out. I wasn't necessarily going to go into too much detail about it.
All right, everyone.
Because in retrospect, I can't remember anyone's schedule, except I did complain earlier that... I complained that the... I'm a very big Atlanta Falcons fan, and I get to see them, barring when I'm in certain places where certain great people have access to the games, I get to see them when they're on TV in New York. The Falcons are never on TV in New York. So basically when they
play... Go figure.
When they
the team from Atlanta, GA is not on in New York every week. I mean, that's a real shocker.
It's worse than
I mean, don't get me wrong. They've got that real popular quarterback there. That oh man, I was gonna go somewhere. And he's young. He's young and a young buck.
Yeah, basically,
young stallion with big arms, ready for ultimate fighting, brushing back the plate. I love him. Love him to pieces. Hey man, he doesn't play from here. You know what? You should be an adult male, like myself, and get yourself one of those nice, fancy dishes and put it out in front of your house, and you can watch television.
I can't. I live too low to the ground, and I can't be...
You should move. Understand that any time that my wife and I are looking for apartments or houses or anything that we're doing, which we are constantly on the search for, the third question I ask is, like, are we allowed to have satellite TV here? And if we don't, it's...
Have you been told no yet?
Yes. And it comes right off the list. Like, okay, forget you. I don't care. I mean, your toilet could be lined with gold and every... Well, I don't know why that would make a place more appealing, but, like, it could be the greatest place in the world. If I can't have satellite TV, I'm out. I have nothing to do with it because I love satellite TV. And this is odd because I don't really watch too much TV. The only time I'm obsessive about it is during football season, though, because my...
Well, you also
live
in
New York.
And since the Dolans are scumbags, Time Warner customers can't get Met games right now.
Or Knick games.
Or Knick games, but no, nobody cares about the Knicks.
Well, they should.
By the way, I hate basketball too. I should point out.
All right, well, what happened?
I'm hating basketball more and more.
What happened? You were talking about getting a Jason Kidd tattoo. I remember I spoke to you the opening of basketball season, the first year that the first year that Jason Kidd came here, was it like 3-4 years ago now? I remember that day talking to you and you being all amped up. What happened? You don't like basketball anymore?
I'm still a Nets fan. But I don't know. This morning I was watching. You know, I like actually the college basketball tournaments. But I was watching.
I like them too.
I was watching ESPN SportsCenter this morning, and I don't know. I was looking at the basketball games, and it looks like a bunch of giant guys in miniaturized little table. It's just, I don't know. It's a bunch of big oafs. Like, it's not... I don't know if it's the size of the players that bothers me. It's just, it's boring and nobody's shooting the ball.
It's not the size
Everyone's
of the
jumping.
Players, it's the motion of the court.
It's true. All right, we'll get away from sports now.
Yeah,
I keep leading
us
back to sports talk, but I love to play.
Dude, honestly, you should talk to some of the suits. You should talk to the suits upstairs at Megaforce. Try and get yourself a sports talk show. I would listen.
Would you?
I would actually even call into your show.
Really?
By the way, sorry about that. We haven't got our phone lines straightened out yet.
We should talk to the suits about that.
Yeah, we should. We've been rambling for a little bit. We've gone a little crazy, just in case you don't know. You could IM us at the Brown Lodge. You could email me, Chris, at thebrownlodge.com, or you could email 100K at Keith at thebrownlodge.com. Bunch of contact stuff. I probably should get a little better at flowing with that and get it out there a little more. And I'll give you the phone number. It's 718-919-SAY-ESPN.
And by the way, we're running at 66.6% today.
66.66666%.
It's infinite.
No, actually, at that point, I round up to 7. No, not even round up. It actually is 7 at that point. We're topping out. Oh God! So does this mean that our speed today then is?
Oh no!
We're still moving forward, right?
We're going at 85 miles an hour.
Moving forward at 85 miles an hour.
I'm not sure we could take the carpool lane. I love 85 miles an hour is one whip, and apparently the carpool lane is two whips.
Well, it gets faster.
Yeah. We're topping out at 85. We're at 66.6%, which is fine. And I'd also like to
It's not fine, but we'll... I mean, I of course, we want it to be... you know, we want our brother-in-arms here with us. I don't want to suggest that we don't...
No. By fine, I mean that, you know, it's... We're on the air.
We're all right. We're going to pull through. We're going to be okay.
66.6%, and by the way, we also should thank Ron.
Honestly, you know what? I am... what's the word I'm looking for?
Gay? Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I didn't realize that this was that moment. All right. It's a... doom, doom, dad. I've always wanted to let you know where I am in my life and my sexuality. I'm totally remiss in not getting that news out there, not getting that thank you out there to Ron E. Hill, aka DJ Tenderoni. Without him, we'd be in a lot more difficult position right now. I went by his house last night, got some mic stands, got some equipment, and I appreciate it, and that's what helped get us on the air today. So a thank you goes out to Ronnie. You guys should go by his house to thank him personally each. He lives at 85... I'm not going to do addresses anymore.
Yeah, since the trial show incident.
Yes.
And I also just want to point out, by the way, that the third member is actually doing something important right now. He's
100%. I didn't want it to suggest otherwise. I'm being subsequently talking. Yeah, so have you ever been to Kakul?
Kakul?
Kakul. It's one of the states of India. Are you familiar with it?
Oh.
you were talking right before the show.
You want to say in Mizoram?
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's odd. Before the show, weren't you just going on and on about how you love India? You know so much about the Indian people. I knew you'd know that right off the top of your head. Did you hear about New World? My buddy New World, Laldingliana.
If you sound it out, you can say it.
Laldingliana. New World Laldingliana. He's my favorite guy in the world. He's a farmer, an Indian farmer from Kakul in Mandingo, whatever the hell the name of the city, state thing is. And I don't know if he's sick or what his story is, but when he dies, he wrote it into his will that he wants to be devoured by animals.
It's brilliant.
Devoured.
Really brilliant.
I think it's absolutely
brilliant.
For the
sake of us talking about it. But.
But could you think of any better way to go? I mean, don't get me wrong, not to say that I want to go that way, because I can. It involves a pine box, and you know, and that's fine. But how amazingly insane do you have to be to say I want to be eaten by animals?
Is there are you aware of any reason of why he's wants so bad for this? Is it?
I certainly couldn't get past the pronunciation of his name long enough to actually really look too far into this.
Maybe did he specify which animals?
I don't know. He just wants to be dumped in the woods. Literally, he wants his body thrown in the woods. Like, ew!
Oh, like in the woods. Okay.
Yeah,
I thought he wanted like a ceremony where they're gonna lay him out and let some wild animals into.
They're gonna have animals chained up and just force their faces into him and make him eat him. No, he just wants to rot. He rocks.
All right.
Thank you, New World Laldingliana. New World Laldingliana. Laldingliana. I don't know why that's so appealing to me to say. Say that to yourself, won't you? Laldingliana.
I think you're saying it wrong, too.
What do you think it is?
Wasn't it La-La-Dingliana or something like that?
Oh, even better. La-La-Dingliana. Whatever
it's
it
much
is.
Easier.
Yeah, dude, thank you for making me get excited about it. What could you... How do you want to go when you get die? Not how do you want to go. We'll get into that next.
What do I want to happen to me after I'm dead?
Your remains.
I
shall remain. I shall remain nameless.
I want to be preserved in some sort of comfortable environment.
In bronze, I'd like to be put up on a wall
and regularly fed and in front of a TV in case I'm still conscious.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about my special friend Terry Schiavo?
No, actually, I wasn't. I wasn't even thinking of her, believe it or not. But
I'm just part of your psyche. Forever.
I'm just really talking about. I have this terrible fear that when you die,
you
may
wake up
not actually be like dead. You just may not be able to move.
Didn't they say stuff like that? Don't they say, like, a lot of coffins, you find, like, claw marks of people trying to get out?
That's honestly the most terrible thing I've ever heard. That is really the most terrible thing I've ever heard.
You sure? Did you hear the DMX story?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. He was speeding.
He was going at least 83 miles an hour. He was almost
stopping.
Started
behind that and Gary Sheffield getting grazed in the face by that guy.
Yeah, but it's yeah. I don't know where I've heard that before. It's probably just an urban legend.
We should
look into
that.
We
have morgues now. I think in the past they maybe, if somebody was dead, they threw them in a box and threw them in the ground, you know? Like, the funeral was that day, maybe, you know?
Actually, I guess it's impossible, because you get embalmed, right?
Oh, yeah, no,
there's no way that your body would all of a sudden just
you
be
have
like...
to have some kind of low-budget burial procedure if you're thrown in there alive.
Here's my point. In the olden days... or when you have a low-budget procedure done, a low-budget ceremony done, and they don't do this, a low-budget preparation. If they're finding these claw marks on the inside of the caskets when they dig them up, why are they even digging them up?
That was my next question. Why are they finding claw marks
just
on the inside
to check on
that should never be to check on, to make sure there's no claw marks?
I honestly would like, I would like there to be an investigation to check out people who've had low-budget funerals.
Or people buried 400 years ago.
Yeah, it's obviously, it's got to be, I guess it's an urban legend. I guess.
I would hope so.
Well, regardless of that, I still think Newer La La Ling Ding Leng Ling has the best idea. I love him getting eaten by animals. What do you want to do?
I honestly don't think I care. I haven't thought about it enough at this point. I actually have thought about it, obviously. I just told you I have a fear of being buried but still being conscious. But and even if breathing is out of it, mm-hmm. You know, because obviously you're dead, so breathing wouldn't really matter anymore. Because breathing is to keep your heart pumping, to keep your vital organs, your vital signs going, keep you alive. If you're
actually, I think your heart pumps regardless.
It just keeps going?
No, I'm not saying that. The oxygen is not what makes your heart go. Your heart is muscle that's going on electrical impulses. Your heart is actually transporting, ironically, the oxygen from it. Wow, science lesson. Shut up.
No, I was actually into that. But I was interested in what you were saying, but all right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just feel like I'm being an idiot. Well, I am. Your heart is taking the oxygenated... It's motorizing it. I don't even know.
But, all right, so say, like, all right, so it's not the pain of being buried alive, I can't breathe. Suppose you're just conscious now, right? You can't feel any pain, necessarily. I don't want to stare at brown.
Why wouldn't you?
Well...
Why would it be brown?
Because most coffins are brown.
It would be black down there, there's no light.
Or claw marks if it's used.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I'm afraid of being still conscious.
So you want to be buried with your head sticking out of your grave?
Pretty much. Is there anything wrong with that?
I think it's a fantastic idea. I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
You can even bury me in the sand at a beach or something.
I actually would prefer to have my head buried in the sand and leave my whole body out of the grave.
100K square. Actually,
it's like
Ground Lodge Square.
It's like your own strawberry field. Wait,
it would actually be great if my head was sticking out and your head was sticking in, and it just looked like you had a really long neck, and you would have found something.
Okay, so this is our plan. Now we're now being buried together. I'll notify my family that I need my plot to be with Keith. I'm sorry, with 100K. Sorry, I broke kayfabe. I've toyed with the idea of getting cremated. And that's the end of that, because it involves
so
flames.
So if you stay conscious if you stay conscious to where you don't feel pain after being buried and you stare at either claw marks or whatever, pine, per se, what happens if you're cremated?
They burn your body. Honestly, this is all a bunch of garbage, because when you die, you die, and there's nothing to even worry about. You're not going to be conscious, you're going to be dead. Because your carbon-based body is going to deteriorate, and how's there a consciousness going to be attached to this? Basically, I'm saying your religion is garbage.
Oh, no, it has nothing to do with religion.
No, mine does.
Your religion is hating mine, whatever it may be.
I don't care what it is you're talking about, it's the worst. you know, I was thinking that I'd like to give you some money and maybe tell you you can have a fantastic job. Screw you. I hate you. Wow. Sorry, I lost my mind there for a minute. So, speaking of dead people...
We've been for quite a while.
Francisco Lopez is my other favorite dude.
Okay.
Really, by the way, this is my format that I've been into, and I don't know why, just randomly calling out a name that there's no reason anyone should know. Francisco Lopez, familiar with him?
I don't know. I know Rodrigo Lopez.
He's an 18-year-old kid from Dallas, Texas, Texarkana, who got killed. And he got shot, and it turns out they caught the guys who did it because he wrote their license plate on his hand before he died. That's some real, real memento type shit.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, right?
That...
Nothing really to add to that
any
story.
Any reason why? Do they know why they killed him? Or?
They wanted his car.
Oh, so as...
He drove. They drove by his house a couple days before and were casing the joint. And he kept noticing that they were casing his house. So he wrote down their license plate number and happened. And he scrolled it like on his hand. And they killed him.
Oh.
And took his car. And it's
see, I was thinking that as he was dying, he wrote their license plate on his hand.
I think he'd either get him a pen or paper or something, but obviously a pen. But, no, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, what a filthy, filthy bastard that he was still on his hands 2 days later.
Well, it's hard to get
you know what, Francisco Lopez? Screw you, you dirty bastard. You should be dead.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think the car was like a Cadillac, too.
Well, he got his revenge, didn't he? Those guys are getting 3 years apiece.
At least. But yeah, so the more and more I think about it, I don't even care about this. I'm really thrown off by the fact that he didn't bathe, and his hand was dirty for 3 days with this license plate on it. Filthy pig. Anyway, where are we next? What do you got?
Gambling.
Oh, man. We're never going to get to the point of what we're talking about with gambling, but I want to gamble. Procter & Gamble.
Last week we were trying to come up with some ideas for to involve gambling in the show.
Does this mean you've got one?
No.
All
I'm
right.
Just reminding the listeners that we were trying that.
We have
week.
Some topics that we'd eventually like to discuss, and now is not the time because we don't have any ideas for it. I'm going to gamble, and if any of you have any ideas how to gamble, get in touch with us, the Brown Lodge, on Instant Messenger, or Chris at the Brown Lodge, Keith at the Brown Lodge, Runner at the Brown Lodge. It's all on the website, the Brown Lodge, www.thebrownlodge.com. Yeah. And our phone numbers will go here now. We don't have it. So that's it for gambling.
718 Brown Lodge.
Actually, what I'm looking for is 718 So Brown, which is available, by the way.
Is it?
If one of you bastards out there buys it, I'm gonna ask you if I could get calls to your house.
If somebody bought it, I'd actually be pretty excited that we had that kind of effect on somebody.
Yeah, that's a good point. So I wanted to talk about something that I'm sure you haven't heard anything about in the news at all. Britney Spears is pregnant. You familiar with Britney Spears?
I am.
She's a... I'm going to go to my... You know what? Forget that. Everything's stricken from that. I'm going back to my original format. So does the name Britney Spears mean anything to you?
You've heard of her.
Yeah, well, so I originally was thinking about the whole thing, and it really annoys me that any of us care at all, or that by any of us, I mean 99% of the population cares really, really a lot about Britney Spears and whether it's her and Kevin Federline. Like, the fact that I know that guy's name is ridiculous. They had this relationship, and they're having a kid or whatever, and like the fact that anyone cares is just like, who? What difference does it make at all? That was my vibe. That's all I thought about, and I really didn't want to talk about it on the show at all. Then the day after the announcement was made, or 2 days later, they showed pictures of Britney on the beach. They showed pictures of Britney on the beach, and you saw her paunch there?
Her little tummy?
It's kind of hot. I'm sorry, like, I never had an attraction to Britney Spears. I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't think she's horrendously ugly or anything like that. But I was never really attracted to her until the fact now that she's a little bit pregnant, and that really turns me on, and it takes me into a whole dirty fetish world that I don't know if I should be in.
I actually saw the picture you were talking about.
Hold on, I'll go grab it. Actually, okay. No, the paper's not in the room. Don't worry about it. Go on.
I actually saw the picture you were talking about, and I think I agree with you now when I looked at it. It's a bit on the sexy side.
Oh, no, dude, it's hot.
But
preggers. I'm big into preggers.
Her head looks really weird on it. Her head looks really lost.
What?
It looks
like, what the hell are you talking about?
For some reason, she reminds me of the guy that's always got a big pointy head that's always wearing a toupee, like in, oh god, thank you, in rock and roll music videos. I'm not sure if I could even think of the guy is, or maybe he's. I'm reverting back to the 80s.
I don't even know at all what you're talking about.
By the way. I just got, this is probably, in 2005, it's absolutely ridiculous to even bring this up. Something that anybody that would have seen the commercial would have known in 1988. I was sitting around yesterday, watching cable.
You don't say.
Okay. And there's nothing to watch, so a movie comes on the Encore channel.
You should get yourself some satellite, you have a lot to watch.
Exactly.
But go on.
A movie comes on the Encore channel. It's called Illegally Yours with Rob Lowe.
Okay.
By far, and again, it seems pointless to stupid to pointless ads. Everyone's gonna probably have a yeah, of course, reaction.
I think it's absolutely fantastic that in 2005 you're about to do a review of a Rob Lowe movie from the late 80s. There's nothing at all obscure or obtuse about that.
This is my first official Brown Lodge movie review.
Okay.
I'm glad you picked up on that. My first official Brown Lodge movie review is of Illegally Yours, starring Rob Lowe.
Okay, going forward, I just want to say, before you even get into this, without question, every week you better come in here and have a review from some 80s movie. And not ones that we've seen, not ones that anyone has heard of. Things like Illegally Yours with Rob Lowe. Please, go. I would play the sounder right now. It's a movie show.
Okay. That was really good, by the way.
Thanks. I'm very professional.
You didn't do the copyright, though.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Basically, the premise of the movie is Rob Lowe is a college dropout.
You don't say.
He's a college dropout. Very handsome guy.
You don't say.
In the movie, he gets called to jury duty. He gets called onto the case. He sits down to do the jury duty interview. You notice I was in paralegal school, by the way.
I'm very impressed.
I could bring out the phrase voir dire if I need to. Jury selection.
I'll just talk about the writ of habeas corpus. That's all I know about.
Oh, they talk about that in the movie.
Oh, I would hope so. Illegally.
So in the movie Illegally Yours, he finds out that the girl he's loved since kindergarten is going to be on trial for attempted murder.
You're such a New Yorker. Kindergarten.
Kindergarten is going to be on trial for attempted murder. So in between being on her jury, he follows her around and tries to you know, figure out what's going on so he can help her out. Illegally, of course, because it's not legal for him to do that.
Illegally hers.
The movie peaks, not Twin Peaks, but it peaks in the scene where she's a door-to-door cable salesperson, and she's knocking on doors asking people if they want to buy cable television. As a matter of fact, one guy even tells her, everybody's got satellite TV now, nobody wants cable. But that's not what reminded me of this. In one of the scenes, Rob Lowe wants to warn her that there's these guys chasing her, so he sneaks into the house that she's about to knock on the door through the back window, and he puts on a robe and a towel and a hair and pretends to be a woman, and he lets her in the house, and they talk about cable.
I don't even understand that this is happening right now, by the way. Just go on.
And then, okay, he looks out the window, and he realizes that it's the judge from the case pulling in, and it's his house. It's wacky and zany and crazy. Like, he's actually in the judge's house. All right. I wish I could preserve the look on your face for the webcam, because that's exactly what was happening to me while I was watching this movie.
I'm totally glazed over. I don't even understand that this.
There was a point in all this. It gets so much worse, but it actually made me wonder, like, when Rob Lowe, in the 1988, he was still a fairly big star, I think, right?
Didn't he rape some girl in the park and kill her or something?
No, yes. Yeah, his name was Chambers then, actually. But yeah, this was before his sex tape, too, by the way. But what I'm thinking is when Rob Lowe, I mean, St. Elmo's Fire, these were all terrible. Please take that off the screen.
I'm sorry. We got an instant message here. And I'm kind of distracted because I so don't care about Rob Lowe's film at all. So I'm looking at the computer and I clicked on the most horrendous thing from our friend John here. It's basically a shit fountain. A shit fountain coming. I don't even know how to.
No, I don't even know what that is actually.
Honestly, you can check it out at redcoat.net/pics/tubgirl.jpg. The most horrendous image you will ever see. I'm going to link it to the site in a couple minutes.
Yeah, you absolutely should. Yeah, I don't know why I decided to talk about Rob Lowe's Legally Yours.
The fact that Jennifer Levin is not here today and Rob Lowe is allowed to be illegal with you. He did serve 6 years. He was just brushing her back.
Oh, I love that part of the tape.
Brush.
Yeah, what did he do? He had sex with 2 15-year-old girls on a tape?
I'm not even joking around. Like, I know it's a little bit of a joke here. I really blur the lines between the Robert Chambers case and the Rob Lowe case. Not even joking.
I think the only thing worse than doing an Illegally Yours movie review in 2005 is discussing the Rob Lowe sex tape.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So we're staying topical. Did you guys hear about this guy Bernie Goetz? Did you hear anything about this case? The name Bernie Goetz mean anything to you?
Yeah, I still don't think that guy did anything wrong, if you ask me.
Well, that's true, but that's another whole story entirely. Wow. Honestly, I take it all back. That whole segment about reviewing 80s movies, let's never do that ever again.
I never said it was going to be an 80s movie review. And I needed to let everybody know that Illegally Yours is out there. If it might have slipped through the cracks. If you need to rent it, you can check it out.
I love it.
It's wacky. It's zany.
Zanerific.
It gets crazy at times. Yeah, I don't know. I was really freaked out while I was watching this movie. I couldn't even believe it existed. Tubgirl.com, by the way, is where you can see that horrendous.
Yeah, that picture that totally just distracted us and took us totally off base about Robert Chambers and the fact that he was in a movie with Red, White, and Blonde, something like that?
Legally
Blonde, starring Robert Chambers, coming soon to 1985.
Did you want to talk about Ryan Phillippe, speaking of Reese Witherspoon?
What about him?
I don't know.
Did something happen to him?
No, I don't know. Actually, I saw her on the cover of a magazine. It said Lonely Reese.
Oh, maybe they broke up. We should get our entertainment reporter on that.
I think he actually realized that he's Ryan Phillippe, and why did he marry some girl?
Instead of just having sex with a million girls on videotape and then killing them in Central Park?
Yeah, I actually saw him walking through the street with his daughter the other day. I didn't actually see him. It was a picture in the newspaper.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, he looked pretty miserable. He didn't look like Mr. Family Guy.
Well, you know, the suit doesn't fit everybody. The glove doesn't fit everyone to be Family Guy. He's a famous actor who should be banging tons of young girls, and instead he's a married dude. Don't get me wrong; he's married to a girl who makes a hell of a lot more money than he does. She garners like $10 million in film. It's ridiculous. I actually remember seeing it someplace that she's the biggest thing.
Yeah, I think like
her and Sandra Bullock are the two biggest money makers.
Sweet Home Alabama, she got like $25 million to make it.
Because that's one of the greatest films I've ever seen in my life. There's gonna be a review of that on the show next week. We're gonna get $100K to take care of that. Wow, Reese Witherspoon, God love her. Oh man,
he does.
It's really never good when you're looking at the clock wondering what time it is. Yeah, so my other issue, so Britney Spears pregnant, it's hot. Actually, the way I wrote it here is Britney's pregnant, who cares? And then I wrote an arrow next to it, now I do, it's hot. I think that's some bizarre fetish issue that I have. Just to recap.
And some lucky listener, by the way, at some point in the future, very, very soon future, is going to win those actual notes.
Oh, are they really? I was just about to throw this out. Yeah, you know what? That's actually, we're going to open up our prize vault or whatever. We don't even know what it's called yet. Once we get the phone line straightened out, because we're going to have some contests and make this a lot more interesting. Here at The Brown Lodge, www.thebrownlodge.com. Obviously, you know that or you wouldn't be listening. Instant message us at The Brown Lodge or email us at our respective names, blah, blah, blah. It's all on the website. Check it out. That said, so Britney Spears' pregnancy being hot and Rob Lowe being a murderer.
Scumbag.
Murderous scumbag who's going to serve 6 years. I can't even take it. None of this brings me to my next point, but I'm doing it anyway. So there's this DSL truck that drives around all the time. I don't know if you guys are familiar with DSL, high speed. Does the name DSL mean anything to you? They have these trucks, and on their trucks they have pictures of people on computers on there. And there's one particular advertisement girl, for lack of a better term, and she's a Hispanic girl on the side of the truck, and I think it's the hottest girl I've ever seen in my life. But she's hot, and I'm really into it. I mean, but the thing is, there's no way to know who she is. Do you have any girls like that? Like advertisement girls, I would call them, that you find to be attractive, but you don't know who they are, what they are.
Absolutely. It's actually on the internet. Every time I log into Hotmail.com, there's a is it Friend Finder or Match.com? Maybe?
There's probably a bunch of the different ones.
It's one of those, and it's supposedly, it gives you a list of girls that are supposedly from your area. And obviously they're not, they're models.
Yeah, right. And they somehow track your IP, you know where you are, and then there's a certain name of city there.
Yeah, but one of them is absolutely beautiful.
Would that be Megan that you're talking about?
Oh my God, I really think it is.
Yeah, I just don't remember, there are like three names that pop up. Heather from Staten Island, whatever.
So you know the head I'm talking about.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about, and she's actually smoking.
The girl with the blonde hair, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm thinking about the girl with the brown curly hair. Happily married man, by the way. Love my wife. I'm never going to friend find or date the girl from the DSL ad. Just something to think about.
Okay. I don't think anyone was accusing you of it.
I just think about all these romantic things. I was just
commenting that the girl was pretty. I mean, I don't think
you
she's
actually before the show
friend.
Didn't you took me aside and said I'm really going to hook up with this girl? Don't tell my girlfriend. That's what you said, right?
You know what? It's probably a good thing my girlfriend doesn't listen to the show because she hates me.
My wife's never going to listen to this either, to be honest. So yeah. That said, give me a call, girls. Call me. 919-SEXY. Any other advertisement girls you can think of that are smoking hot that you want to just do? I just find it odd that I attach this whole thing to these girls that exist as advertisements and I don't know anything about them. Like Heather from Staten Island, or from any town USA that she comes from. Like the DSL girl, I think she's so hot I can't get over. I'm just thinking about her right now. And
I'd actually like to see that.
Actually, just going to slip my hand right into my pants right now. Get a little. I don't know. Maybe you can go to the Verizon website and see her. She's smoking. Also, right by your house, there's a really, really ghetto supermarket. And on their front door at the supermarket, they have like either a Diet Coke or a Diet Sprite ad. And there's this black Asian mixed girl in this Diet Coke ad, and I've really got to think for her, too.
She's good?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that girl's sick, Bob.
Wait, that's by my house, you're saying?
Yeah. At
you're talking to the listeners. They all live in the same place.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to go check that out.
Okay, it's really...
I used to always notice... by the way, speaking of advertisements...
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing outside of my job yesterday.
Where do you work?
At my job. A city bus passes by.
You don't say. On a big thoroughfare, there's actually a bus driving by.
A city bus passes by, and on the side, it says something along the lines, and you know what? It's going to kill me now. It's going to kill it all that I can't remember the exact wording, but it says something like, "What will the fags say?" Or something.
What?
It says the word fag, definitely in reference to meaning gay or homosexual. Part of it is torn off. I guess somebody thought it would be funny to tear off the part that actually shows you what the ad is for. I'm just...
Oh, I thought you were going to say that they ripped it off to make the word fag be that. It's actually
No. This is an ad. So I've been obsessing over the last 24 hours.
Do a search.
I don't understand. But see, I don't remember exactly what it said. It said something along the lines of fag, but I don't know what it could possibly be. The only thing I would think that it could possibly be for... Trio. Are you aware of Trio?
Is that like the hand
Trio
things?
No, Trio is the Sundance Music Channel.
Yeah.
Okay. Trio, it looked very similar to the Trio coloring, and Trio has a gay night, they call it. As a matter of fact, on the commercial, the woman says, is it gay in here, or is it just Trio? I'm thinking that the only possible thing that this could be for is you know what, I don't know what it could be for. Has anyone actually seen the side of the bus ad that says fags on the side? I can't for the life of me remember what it says. Doesn't make for good radio when you have no memory. Or good conversation, for that matter.
I honestly have no idea what you're talking about. I've never seen the ad. I'd be psyched if I saw it.
Yeah, it definitely... you will see it. I mean... But this is the thing. Are bus ads, are they paper? Are they paint? I guess it's the paper that's laid on the side. Something that
I would assume some sort of wallpaper or something.
I would think, unless because my only other thing is maybe this is actually some kind of a paper that somebody actually pushed over the side of the bus ad. But I mean, the bus is driving around all along the street, so it has to be. Hey, it's not England, so fags aren't being referred to as cigarettes here. So there's no.
You never know. Could be. You know, they'll let you know the Austin Powers generation baby. You know,
it's just interesting because it's I never thought that it would get to the point where that would be a socially acceptable word.
You sent me something like a week ago where something like that where gays were talking about some gay organization was talking about faggoty things or something like that, right?
Like if NWA put a new album out, would they actually write niggas with attitudes on the side? Would they allow that word to be on the side of the bus?
I don't. No, of course, but that's.
That's why I think
that's
it's
a slur. Fags is a slur. I don't know. I mean, I wish I can comment on this. I don't know the context of the ad. I don't know what it is. I'm taking your word for it, and if it actually does have the word fag on the bus, I'm offended.
All right, then. After your little coming out party earlier today.
I wish that to be stricken from the record.
Yeah, I wish if somebody's seen that ad, please, I don't know, IM us at the Brown Lodge and let me know what the ad is for, although I'm sure they would have already at this point. Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know. Fags.
Maybe they're listening to NWA.
Honestly, you know what I think about fags? Let's cut to the chase. I don't know. I got nothing.
I pointed this out last week. I'll point it out again. Elastica had to change the name of their album from Smoking Fags. Because they didn't think it would be suitable for American audiences. So there's a little tidbit about Elastica's 1994 release.
In all honesty, the fact that Elastica still puts out albums...
No, that was 1994.
The fact that Elastica still put out albums in 1994 really shocked me. I never liked Elastica at all. But actually, I'm not really big into music too much. I prefer to, you know, like the sound of, like, birds and stuff.
Bird calls?
Yeah, oh, I'm totally into, like... Okay, this is my new thing. I can't
what
do it.
What was that?
I'm trying to do a bird.
Yeah. It's very interesting to hear somebody that does different bird calls refer to it as a bird.
I'm really big into them. Yeah, I don't do bird calls, as you may or may not know.
But it's a lovely day for bird watching.
But speaking of birds, the thing that I'm really getting annoyed about now is making me crazy. This is what's on in my craw, dude. Have you noticed this new trend of people to put plastic squirrels on the side of their house?
I don't think I have.
Okay, I've seen it in more than a couple of places, and it's really starting to freak me out.
Freak you out? Do you think they're real?
No, it's not that. Like, what decorative purpose would a squirrel in the middle... I'm talking, like, on the side of aluminum siding in the middle of a house. There's a squirrel sideways crawling there. What the hell are people thinking?
That is pretty weird. I've never actually seen that. I wish I had.
So we'll file that with the fags, that we'll never talk about it.
Squirrels and fags.
Squirrels and fags at 85 miles an hour. You're listening to the Brown Lodge. Oh, my Christ.
Hey, he's mine.
Oh, that's right. I'm not down with him. I'm in my black box dying and not having any thoughts. Boy. I'm starting to run low on notes here. I'm looking at some things. House squirrels. Check. How do you feel about John Rock? but we don't want to talk about too much sports. How do you feel about John Rocker? Do you want him to be a Met? Because I do.
Yeah, I. You know what? I want him. If he's if he's gonna get people out, that's fine with me. I have no problem. I just don't think he's gonna get people out. I don't think John Rocker could be that good anymore.
I don't even care if he does get people out. I just want him to be on our team.
You just want him to be on the Mets.
Yep. Not because I got a problem with the guy necessarily. I just think it'd be cool.
Yeah. That'll go well with Old Mama Nia's whole Latin theme to the new club.
Mm. Try those Latina expressions, cakes by Entenmann's. There's something else.
It really is an agenda on Old Mama Nia's part, isn't it?
I
don't care because they're winning.
They're like the pineapple crunch.
Yeah, what is with the cakes that say Delicious Latinas on the side?
I told you about that already. It's the DSL, the Delicious Latina right on the side of the can. We're going back.
Yeah,
callbacks.
There's Entenmann's pineapple cakes that say Delicious Latinas on the box.
I know. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm telling the people that don't know.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, they're good. They taste good. I like cake. I actually don't eat them. They're against my diet. Because I'm ripped. I'm ripped and ready to ultimately fight you.
Yeah, I tried your diet for 2 days and I almost died of a headache.
Could you die of a headache, you think?
I you know what? I hope not.
Speaking of headaches, I've been thinking a lot about how we're going to do this show and how things are going to go forward, how we're going to come up with topics, and I make notes throughout the week of what we're going to do. And I was thinking sometimes my head comes up with ideas faster than I could write on a piece of paper. As you can all hear by where I'm grasping at straws for here, it's obviously not working so fast today. But I want to try and design. Let's get some sort of technology. Let's get some things going. Do you want to? You have any like wire or something? Like we could maybe start a lab and get some things worked out here. I want to start doing some experiments. I want to somehow plug a cable into my brain and actually record my thoughts, because my mouth, even not even just writing down, my mouth doesn't move as fast as my brain does. Do you ever notice that?
Well, I've noticed with the hand. I've always wanted to carry around...
What, that the hand is quicker than the eye? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Wanted to carry around a tape recorder that I can just talk ideas into. I got to point something else out, too, and then I'll get right back to this topic. It's related.
What, that your cell phone's ringing during the show?
No, the fact that we have a giant list of topics, because, you know, we need to discuss certain things, and, have a blank page.
So you want to compare our notes?
Yeah, I have a bunch of, it's ruled.
It's true.
I have a bunch of, I wrote
well,
down...
Well, I see two things written on the page before that. Flip it over.
I wrote down iPod for some reason.
Yeah.
Never was going to be a topic.
So that's a shopping list. Get iPod.
I wrote down a note about Gary Sheffield.
Okay, that's
which
good.
Which we had discussed already.
Right. Oh, you wrote it down after we talked about it?
I wrote Gary Sheffield after we talked about him for some reason. And I have electrical impulses, and I'm not even sure where that one came from.
Well, that ties right into what I was just talking about recording our brains.
But that's not why I wrote it.
Maybe it was a premonition.
Yeah,
maybe
so
you've got some. Maybe you're a mystic. Maybe you're a, what do they call it, a medium. Maybe you see into the future, and you knew that those electric impulses were going to be coming out of your brain later.
But I haven't had the idea, though, when I have a great idea that, you know, I'd love to just be able to record it, you know? So just press record on hearing a song
on a device that they sell at a store that we could use.
No, an idea in the brain, like,
oh yeah, you
like
want a mind recorder?
Hearing a mind recorder, I do want one. I want I'm thinking
almost you get like a maybe you have like a deck, like a tape deck or a CD insert in your head that you could put the medium into. Not the medium like you being able to see the future, like whatever, a disc or a thing. Go on, what you're saying.
Yeah, but I think it's along the ideas of, you know, why should you have to go through the process? Say you write a song. You hear it in your head. It sounds perfect. You can't recreate it. You know, you can't get that sound that you want. I think you're onto something. If you had a mind recorder, it would just be polished and done and ready to go.
Why couldn't you just hum the song, though? Just out of curiosity, I'm playing devil's advocate here.
Because...
it doesn't sound the same as the way you're hearing it in your head?
It's not even that. If I'm hearing the whole thing together, I'm hearing different instruments, I'm hearing the whole song together.
Oh, you thinking orchestras?
I'm thinking along those lines. I'm thinking, okay, you know, like a complete recording already done.
Fantastic. So basically, you're looking to put the recording industry out of business with your mind recorder. I just want to be able to remember things.
Basically.
Yeah, but that's fine.
I have more realistic goals.
You're more realistic. I understand that. No, it's you have more aggressive goals, and I salute that. I'm thinking, you take this thing, your tape deck or your mind deck. Well, let's just say, make an official statement on behalf of the Brown Lodge. Mind recorders, the medium used. Well, actually, what was the sounder for that? Yeah, the Brown Lodge would like to make an official statement. Mind recorders, the medium used for mind recorders will be discs. I am not going to, you like that lisp? Discs. I'm not going to decide what kind of discs. I'm not going to say, you know, compact disc or floppy disc. They're just discs. They're mind recording discs, just so you know. Back to the story. So you insert this disc and you could record things from your mind, is the way I'm thinking. Like, it's almost like something that you implant in your head. I know this is corny and getting a little Matrix-y almost. But let's say you get this thing going. Could you play things in your mind and then your memories, like, whenever you want to remember something? Wouldn't that be pretty hot?
Kind of like... you just put the disc in?
I love that we're both grabbing our necks while we're doing this, thinking about where we're going to put this thing.
You just putting the disc in?
Oh, I love you plunge that disc right in there.
I'm actually scratching my scabies right now.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that...
That'd be cool. I know this is like pot talk, I know. It's like, yo, dude, wouldn't it be awesome if you could record your brain? But, yeah, I want to get a mind recorder, and I'm going to use it. It's going to record the electrical impulses.
Wait, then you could just be a genius about just about everything.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I would love to know everything. I would absolutely love to know everything.
That's not my point. But if everybody could know everything, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, because while we'd be buying discs to know about, you know, everything...
Well, right, I mean, how long's... what's your upload time? You just got to get a faster processor in your neck, and everybody can know everything probably in a couple of days.
Yeah, but they won't even bother.
Why wouldn't they?
They'll know...
You could do it while you're sleeping. You could upload... See, dude, we're talking about the Matrix. This is a sick idea. We should make the Matrix, except we saw it already, and that's where the idea is coming from.
Think of a topic. Give me a topic.
The Matrix.
Okay. Suppose you're the average person.
I love Neo. He was so dreamy.
In New York City.
Okay. Yes, I am.
The average person, not the.
You're trying to say I'm above average or below average?
No. I'm
above average. Mike Sanders, by the way, was my favorite wrestling name ever. Just random thought. Above average. It's such an amazing moniker.
He's
like,
topping at it.
He's topping at it at 85 miles an hour without
he's
question.
He's topping at it like 53 miles an hour.
Above average, Mike Sanders. Anyway, I'm an average guy in New York City.
Okay, but I'm not talking about you.
I know, let's suppose I'm an average guy.
Okay, an average person in New York City. Say now there's a disc that you could just pop into your neck, right?
Yes.
Simple as that. Not even expensive. Cost $2. You'll know everything there is to know. Let's forget about the Matrix. You'll know everything there is to know about Antarctica. Everything there is to know about that topic.
Okay? Right.
If this was me, personally, I don't care anything about that topic, but I would have to get that just so I knew. I don't think anyone else would even go through the trouble of putting it in their neck.
If it's cost effective, if it doesn't cost you anything, I mean, what else are you going to do? Your life is about doing things. Eventually, once I'm done installing all my discs about, home recording and, well, actually that would be obsolete because I'm just going to be recording out of my brain from here on in. But once I'm done with everything about anything I'm interested in, stupid internet radio, the Ron and Fez show, the New York Mets, how much the Yankees suck, once I'm done putting all those discs in, like, what's your upload time? Maximum. All 10, 20 discs, you're going to be done in an hour at most, right? You're going to have a high-speed neck processor. So what do you do with your life after that?
After you know everything?
Yeah. Once you know it all.
Wouldn't that all depend on if everyone else was going through the trouble to know it all?
What troubles involved. I'm saying once you install everything that you want to know about, that you really have a burning desire to know about, wouldn't it just be the natural progression that you would just start watching things that you don't want? Wouldn't it be like a natural progression, like to watch, because there's nothing on TV, that you watch a stupid Rob Lowe film? Like, isn't it just like the average thing? Like, what's next? Everyone would know everything if we could upload it to their brain. I'm sorry, I refuse to believe that there are people that just wouldn't. The more I'm thinking about it, all right, there would be a certain segment of the population, but the vast majority of the population would know everything. And I don't know if that's a good thing.
You would put the quiz show industry out of business.
Unless it's a new quiz show.
What
based on electronic.
You know?
Now we're talking. What don't you know?
How do they prove it?
Show.
If everybody knows everything, somebody's got to know how to prove what you don't.
I just don't know if it's a good thing, because like the nuggets of information that you have that other people don't have, I think, are what make, that's kind of what makes each of us an interesting person and makes us what we are, you know? Yo, man, this is such pot talk. Yeah, pass me the bong. Mm-hmm. I'm doing bong hits. On that whole note, this really does segue into something else that I wrote here. You think that the average person probably wouldn't put their mind recording or mind playing software in properly, correct? Like they wouldn't keep using it and they wouldn't learn everything.
Yeah, I think so.
Why? Because for all intents and purposes, we have that right now because we have brains and we can actually learn about things like people.
Yeah, but not at the speed you could pump a disc.
Well, yeah, obviously the speed is the big issue. We want to, God forbid, go 86 miles an hour with our mind recorder. I know it's unfathomable, but I'm fathoming it. People, we already are built to know and learn things. Why don't people want to know things? I'm getting off topic and I'm getting insane here, but this is something that's been bothering me and bumming me out and making me crazy about people. They're all dumb.
Oh, absolutely.
Every single person is dumb, including myself, including you, Keith, no disrespect. Actually, all sorts of disrespect. People are stupid. People are horrible, and I don't understand why we put on this facade and try and go on existing and interacting with people that we have no desire to interact with and no common interests with and no anything.
You're talking about...
I'm talking crazy talk. I've gone from pot talk to acid talk now.
Don't get into kava talk.
No, I wouldn't mess with that.
Are you talking about, like...
I'm a cab driver. This is what I'm talking about.
The daily interactions with people that you're forced to partake in?
Yes. Not even as forced, like, that you have with everyone, even ones that you choose. That's another whole concept of it. That's another whole angle of it. I'm going nuts. I'm going all over the place. I know. I'm sorry. I'm a cab driver, and I drive with people every day, and every day, every conversation that I have 30 times a day is, wow, this weather's something else. Staten Island traffic's terrible. Think we should have that NASCAR stadium? That's everything for Staten Island conversation. That's every conversation I have 30 times a day. In your job, I mean, you do work, I hear, right?
I have a job.
Yeah. Well, at your job, you interact with people, but strictly on a, this is what you have to handle, I have to handle this for you. There's no small talk, really, in your job.
Oh, there is so much absolutely terrible small talk.
I stand totally corrected. Go, tell me.
Well, every day...
Not, yeah...
I'll get the same. I mean, it could be the same thing.
It deals with the aspect of your business.
When I'm done, I see my job isn't to transport somebody physically to a different location. My job requires talking to them about something else.
About a particular product. We're not going to talk about what you do.
What I'm saying, but it actually requires talking to them about that. So when we're actually done...
Oh, you switched positions now. You're more in like a salesman's role now. More of a customer support.
No, not even that so much. It's both. I still do both. But when this person comes up to me...
When you were handling strictly the financial transactions...
Small talk.
Really?
Small talk.
Shocks the hell out of me. I don't talk to cashiers. Or when I do talk to cashiers, I do it like to be a jerk. I don't really think that there's really small talk. But okay, go on.
Okay, I always tend to be in the back of the place where I am. For some reason, every single person, and obviously I'm exaggerating, it's not every single person, but sure. I won't exaggerate when I say 90%, and I'm not even exaggerating, 9 out of 10...
Is that an exaggeration?
7 out of 10 people dropping 20% in seconds. 7 out of 10 people will walk to the back, and they'll say, oh, you hide them back here, huh? Okay. They leave.
This is crazy. Okay. Read my notes on my note page right there. False conversations, laughter. I hate forced fake laughter, and they hide them back there. Ha 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 would be something.
I have to fake a laugh every time. Oh, you hide them back here, huh? Oh, what do you hide them back here?
What I wonder is,
it's insane because they start, because they're lined up waiting to get to me. It starts giving you the illusion that they're an assembly line because they're on the line. They pop up the line. They come up to me and they go, "Oh, you're hiding back here." Oh, you're hiding back here. It's like they're making you hiding back here, dolls, and they're sending them to me to get stamped and processed.
So you're living, instead of living Groundhog Day, you're living Groundhog Minute of the same person coming up.
Yeah, it's just over and over. It's insane. It's insane. And it's been going on for the couple years I've worked there. But the thing is, the thing I actually like to think about is the fact that those people, well, you're going to hit me, aren't you?
I'm winding up.
I like to, that those people are back there, and they're standing there, and are they thinking, like, wow, wait till this guy hears this really funny line I'm going to have when I tell him that he's hiding back here? Or is it just the first thing? Because some of them definitely have the line ready when they get to me. Some have even repeated it.
I don't even understand the concept of trying to make a stranger... Do they honestly believe that they're really going to level you, they're going to floor you with this one, you think?
I think so.
I don't know. My complaint is that people have bad senses of humor and people are stupid. I mean, obviously they're all stupid.
I don't hate them. I don't want them to die for it or anything. You know, like I'm not.
You want them to die just because you.
It drives me insane. It doesn't even drive me insane. It's just crazy. But I become a robot, and the forced laughter, and the smile, and the forced smile. I hate the false conversation.
Dude, my job, I am in customer service, and my tips are based entirely on how I interact with the people. I am the phoniest bastard going. I think it's great. You know, Staten Island's not like it used to be. Dude, I don't even remember what Staten Island used to be. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with the island. I don't care about the traffic. I don't care about the weather. But somehow I always have to read the cover of the Post every day to figure out what today's weather is going to be and what it's going to be like tomorrow. So we could say, yeah, I hear it's going to be raining this week.
So you actually do preparation.
I have to. I do preparation for everything I do. I'm a maniac. I'm a mental patient. I look too far into everything. That's why I have my notepad in front of me that has 40,000 things written on it. When, honestly, the freeform part of this show is the more interesting part than what I have written here. I do preparation. Yeah, I got to pad my pockets, man. I got a wife and kid to support.
I think if you...
I take care of my kids.
I think that if you...
I'm one of them. I engage in the false conversations just as much. That's why I said I'm just as guilty of it.
I think you can appease people. If you generally keep in mind, if you keep the attitude that nothing's as good as it used to be, and things aren't as good as they used to be, and that I'm going to repeat the same thing a third time. I think you'll never get into an argument.
That's my goal. Although, you know what, there are times when it just gets to me and I couldn't even care less, and people come in the car, and when people get in the car mad, that usually amuses me more than anything else, because I think it's great that I got this place to get to. Like, dude, call earlier, you know? Mm-hmm. But, when they get mad and stuff like that, I try not to fight with them. I actually revel in that, but there are times that I'll snap and I'll just yell right back, and I'm like, whatever, dude, just, you should call earlier. You should, you know, you shouldn't complain to me. I don't know. I don't know when this turned into the cabbie diary, but
I don't want to hear people's shit either.
Trim spa, baby. Oh wait, no, not that cabbie. Sorry.
Isn't he going to jail? Tax evasion or something.
Dude, he's just a guy.
I just filed my state taxes this morning.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How much penalty? To a percentage for being late?
I don't know. EasyTaxReturn.com.
Is it because it falls on the weekend that you actually have till Monday, or was it?
When was the 16th? 15th, Friday.
Yeah.
No, I think it was Friday at 5 I needed to be in.
Sorry.
Well, how much could they take? You know,
the way that
it's
I
not that much to begin
the
with.
The way I understand it, 5 to 6 years to life.
If I get that, I'm going to be doing the show with Mark Hacking. He'll probably get out first, so after a while it'll just be...
Oh yeah, he's got a head start. We'll do good time and try and get out in 4 years. So I'm just obsessed with these phony conversations and fake laughter. Fake laughter in general. Can I be honest with you? I'm not going to mention the girl's name, but I dated a girl back in... I don't know, necessarily years. But when I was like 17, 18, 19 years old, somewhere around, yeah, like 19, I think. I dated a girl who actually currently dates someone that we know. I'll tell you off air. I broke up with her because my crazy mind didn't like her laugh. And not like it's not attractive. It turned me off. I got into this whole thing in my head that I convinced myself that her laugh sounded fake. And because her laugh sounded fake, I convinced myself that she was patronizing me any time that I was getting off a zinger.
She should have broke up with you for trying to get off a zinger.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, any time I said something, like, she would look at this, laugh. And it got to me, and I got to the point that I convinced myself that she wasn't truly laughing, and she was patronizing me, so I had to break up with her. So, what? No, say what you're going to say.
Did you ever find out? Was that really her laugh?
I have no idea. I assume it's her laugh. The person that she dates is not someone that I'm very, very friendly with. It's someone that, like, if I saw at a bar today, honestly, we probably wouldn't even say hello to each other. No, I mean, yeah, we probably, honestly, I think if I saw her today, I probably wouldn't say hello to her.
Okay.
You know, I dated her for all of about 3 weeks, maybe, not even. I couldn't handle her. I couldn't handle this fake laugh. It's a weird obsession of mine, a weird pet peeve.
There was an episode of Seinfeld where...
That's my impersonation of the Seinfeld theme.
That's actually my Seinfeld review theme.
Oh, okay,
yeah. My Seinfeld episode review.
So, okay, so you're going to do, after your movie review every week, you review this week's Seinfeld episode from 1973.
In this episode, Jerry breaks up with a woman because she has a funny laugh.
No.
Yep.
And what's the theme behind it? Does he get into the whole thing of it being fake?
It revolves around him being a comedian and her terrible laugh will kill him because he can't be funny around her.
Yeah. Oh man, I can't believe that this bastard's rich, and I have an internet radio show, and he has a TV set. He bought a TV set.
By the way, we're gonna have one of the cast members of Seinfeld on as a guest.
Which one's that?
I don't know.
One of them. We should really try and get.
We could probably get one of the extras.
I bet you we can get the girl with the. Oh no, the girl with the dirty house was like Rebecca Romijn Stamos, wasn't it?
See,
or is that Friends?
No, that was Friends.
I've seen three episodes of Friends, and that was one of them.
They're all Seinfeld.
Well, it's same difference.
You mean one of the smaller actors in the show? No, I mean the little guy that... by the way, did you see the post yesterday?
I see the post every day.
Okay.
Except for Sundays.
There was a guy that's being hauled into court for harassment in Brooklyn... Because he lives next to...
Oh, God, yeah, he was on the cover of the post, yeah, because he...
Little people.
Yes,
a family of
vertically challenged.
Okay, he lives next to them, and he painted...
Painted a yellow... This guy painted a... they were friends, apparently, is the whole
there's
thing.
There's a picture of him with them.
Yeah, there's a picture of him, like, hugging them and, like, being, like, B-boys with them or whatever. And in the past couple of weeks, he's been harassing them and talking to them, singing lines from The Wizard of Oz to them and such, right? And he painted a yellow line from... Not a yellow line, a yellow... Like, made the whole road yellow from their door out into the street. Like, and it apparently goes down, like, four or five houses or something. To make them follow the yellow brick road out of their house.
And I think the best part of all this is that the Post put this story in, like, you know, look at what a scumbag this guy is, and he's getting in trouble now. The Post's sensitive take on this, the cover reads, "Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to court we go." And then the Post, apparently not aware that midget is not a very PC term anymore, writes, man hauled into court for harassing family of midgets.
Midget's not the PC term?
There's an episode of... I'm going to do next week's review now. There's an episode of Seinfeld where George gets in trouble for...
So we're just screwed. Basically, anything we ever do is into is Seinfeld.
Why do you think he's a billionaire? See, Jerry Seinfeld, not for nothing.
Because he has dates with 16-year-old girls.
Did he really?
Yeah, isn't
oh,
his
yeah,
wife
right.
like really
young? Oh, that young. Oh, whoa, whoa, okay. He stumbled onto the fact that, which a lot of comedians, you know, a lot of comedians had the whole, did you ever notice this, did you ever notice this thing, and talking about ordinary things, like, how come you go back to your refrigerator and keep opening it up when you know there's nothing in there, that type of thing.
Oh, God, that's something else.
Arsenio Hall should be credited for that one. But Jerry Seinfeld basically figured out that, this doesn't really have to be like a Comedy Central comedy act. He actually turned the whole idea into a sitcom. And that's why he's a millionaire.
So, I just want, in review, we're covering the topical issues of Rob Lowe films, why Seinfeld's career is big, and the Robert Chambers case. Just in case. We're mixing that in between Gary Sheffield and Britney. So we're really special people.
We haven't had a show that long. There's a lot of topics.
Yeah, we got to cover. Dude, honestly. Could he really have seriously taken one of every kind of animal on that ark with him? God, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, I wish it wouldn't be so terrible just to repeat all the funny things from The Simpsons that pop into my head always when you say things.
Do it. Go.
Like, tonight on Eye on Springfield, we'll meet a modern-day Noah, but this guy ate two of every animal.
I wish we had the soundbite of that.
Yeah. Copyright Simpsons.
Yeah, episode number 396. Yeah, so... Honestly, laughter is so basically what we're saying is laughter is a crime and children should be killed.
Wow.
An official statement on behalf of the Brown Lodge.
For a reason.
Oh, right. Children should not be killed for no reason. I'm sorry. That we made that official statement last week, so I won't make
so.
It again.
You know what? Sometimes it doesn't hurt to beat ideas into people's heads.
Hey, you know what? That's why it's an official statement. We're standing by it. We're going forward. It's the Brown Lodge, moving forward at 85 miles an hour, and honestly going in reverse about 150 a lot more often. That's all right. I was into that uncomfortable silence. It really made me funny. So, we're done teaching you to stop laughing. Yeah, stop laughing and stop talking to people. Just talk to the people you know, and the people you don't know don't talk to either.
And I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. Like sometimes I'll feel bad because I'll think, you know what? It's probably better that, like, when somebody walks up to me and they're a jerk, and now I have to be a jerk back to this person, it kind of makes me appreciate the person that, like, just wanted to be friendly, and it's like, you know, I don't have anything against them. It's
I do.
Well... I don't have anything against them. It's just like, but it's just annoying.
How many people you interact with?
It's just weird.
How many people you interact with on a daily basis?
About 200, I guess.
And what's your average time of interaction?
About a minute and a half.
That short?
Oh, yeah. Well, when I'm doing one job, it's about a minute and a half. When I'm doing the other, it's maybe 5 minutes. But it's not as many people.
I'd say my average is probably 10 minutes per person. 10 minutes per person, and I do about 30 to 40 people a day. Oh, God, I'm so sexy. But, yeah, and it's maybe it's the length that makes them get to me more, but I can't stand them. I can't stand them.
You hate people.
Yeah, this is so... I mean, I know this is real cutting-edge and stuff that we're doing. What's the deal with people? They're so stupid. But, you know, I can't appreciate... You know what? I take that back. The ones that I do appreciate are the old people. I'm very sympathetic to older people. And I don't
see that. I try to enjoy it, to be a little more realistic with the small talk I make with old people, because I know, like, that's going to be the highlight of their day.
Yeah, well, I mean, to get me into the highlight of the day, when you help someone out of the car, I've had people say, oh my God, you're so great, because I give them a hand getting out of the car. Old people. I was going to say something mean about them, but that's not mean to say. I like old people.
Oh, there's mean things to say, you just shouldn't say them.
No, I really don't got problems with old people. I'm making an official statement. This is not on behalf of the Brown Lodge, because obviously 100K here totally hates the elderly. He was saying before he curses at his grandmother whenever she calls the house. But Chris Chavo, Jack Swade, whatever the hell you want to call me, Donnie Brasco. When did I become Donnie Brasco? I have no idea. But I don't hate old people for any reason, ever. Unless they killed someone that isn't my family.
But they'd get like 6 years.
I know. I'm very biting. I know. I'm really making dramatic statements here. But I don't. I like old people. I don't like being around them particularly.
You know what? Can I make? No, please. You know what? Just go ahead. Continue that thought.
I don't particularly care for them so much, but it's almost like it's a sympathy thing. I feel bad for them. You know, when you think, you know what it is? I was listening to Ben Folds yesterday, and he has a song. Honestly, I don't even know the name of the song, and Annie something or other, and it's like a "This Is Your Life" for this woman, and it's I don't know. It really bums me out, the whole reality that we're going to die and our life is so short, and it just sucks. I totally just went from pot talk to acid talk to I'm sitting with my priest getting my last rites talk. I don't know what happened. But
that's probably still acid talk.
Yeah, I guess. Actually, no, I think this would be like down. No, this is like second all talk or two and all talk, quaalude talk. Yeah, I don't know. I life is a terribly short thing, man. Now, I'm a religious guy here. But yeah, your life is so short, and I get really bummed when I realize that people are old and they're going to die. So I don't care if they give me their fake laughter. I'll be cool with them. I'll be cool with them forever.
It is depressing. I think that's the reason I'm nice to them. Old people. Nicer to older people.
Oh, old people? I fucking hate them. I thought we were talking about the Jews.
Whoa.
No, seriously speaking, yeah, it's... It bums me out. It bums me out that people get old and people die. I swear on my life, it's going from pot talk now to homo talk. I almost squirted out a few tears in my car listening to this song because it got me like so. I got so bummed out for this poor woman that her life was over. Annie something. I really should find that disc, and actually we should play it out of the show. What's up?
She should hang out with Veronica.
Yeah, no, but Veronica is a ba-da-da-da-da-da. It's an upbeat sounding song, so it changes it. Hold on, I'm actually really gonna put it on. I'm gonna find this song. Is that all right with you?
Oh, that's fine. By the way, I just want to point out that I'm really bummed out right now by the fact that you have a Yankees Immortals thing up.
Dude, don't get me started. I was saving talking about that until we have Mike here next week, because he's got this guy in his life that sells things that he buys from the paper on eBay. And just thinking about it, I was like, I buy the Post every day. Why wouldn't I just buy that effing thing and sell it on eBay? Because trust me, I don't want anything to do with this Yankees piece of crap. It's just it's just this thing that
Not a bad idea then.
It's gonna make money. That's the only reason. You know, the fact that I have it prominently displayed. My boss. Yeah, you talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to go grab the CD, because this is really obsessive to me. Something I'm obsessed with. Hold on.
All right, I got something to talk about. It's going to blow your minds. Yeah, actually, I have nothing to talk about. I don't think there's anything wrong with popping a song or two on the air now and then. I don't think there's any problem, you know. Awesome. Maybe 45-minute block of some Skinhead, you know.
Why wouldn't we?
You know, maybe a half an hour of Yes here and there. Yeah. Maybe even play a second song.
Is it a crazy thing? Is it a crazy thing to get so emotional from listening to music?
Oh God, no.
Yeah, I mean, like, I know it shouldn't be. But
Whitney gets so emotional.
What's that?
Whitney gets so emotional.
Oh, baby.
Whitney Spears.
Every time I think of her baby, that's why, and how hot it is because she's pregnant. Let's see. Now we're rocking out. This is, I think, the song, and it really makes me sad.
Is the baby's last name going to be Spears or Federline?
I would think Federline. This is it.
You look so shocked. put the name tag on your smock.
You know what? I'm not even going to say a word. I'm even turning my mic off.
We may pack a little tight. The girl up front says, it's alright. And look, there's more of us. Still getting off the bus. We wish you'd come back home with us. Eddie Walker, this is mine.
Made me take that turn and take it to like the totally depressing, horrendous way to end this this show this week. But I don't know. That song just does something to me, and that's, you know, that's just where we went. I don't know.
I gotta point out that I didn't listen to this song.
Yeah, he refused to put his headphones as soon as he heard like three words.
I heard something about first you were just learning to walk and I don't know. See, because the song will. I think, I don't know, I shouldn't comment on what goes through people's minds, but, you know, because there's no way of knowing, but I always get the impression that for a lot of people, you know, they'll get upset and then they'll move on because the song's over, but, like, for me, that thought will linger in my head for months. You know, I won't sleep tonight, I'll be up for 2 hours thinking of it.
You're up.
So I actually censor what I take in now.
So you have a V-chip in your head instead of a mind recorder.
I have a V-chip. But that's why it's all set up. The wiring's in place already, so I can actually pop the V-chip out, and I can get a non-sad filter too.
So you're you essentially taking off headphones was your non-sad filter there.
It was, yeah. So in a way,
this is taking
I had
me
a
to
filter.
This takes me to a whole other thing that we're coming towards the end of the show, so I'm not going to go too crazy with it right now. But I got this whole other thing about lyrics and songs and who really pays attention to them anymore, and I feel like I'm the only person that does, and things just make me crazy, because this song, like I said, just totally, totally broke me up yesterday. And by the way, I'm sorry if I ruined it by screaming out that whole thing in the middle about, you know, her cutting down the trees when she was dead and everything. But, you know, maybe we'll play it again. You know, maybe the rest of today's show will just be this song on a loop until all of our listener out there commit suicide. No, that'd be a bad idea. We want you to tune in next week to the Brown Lodge.
You have to leave your computer on.
Oh, yeah, I know. That'd take forever. But yeah, we want you to tune in next week and every week, and hopefully we'll sound a lot better next week, and hopefully...
Oh, we definitely will. We'll have 33.3% of our show back.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I don't know what his schedule's like. We may actually have to consider possibly moving the day of the show. This is something we'll work all the details out, but we figured since we amped up this show and advertised that we were going to do it, we wanted to keep it going. We want to not change horses midstream. Is that what's the thing? What's the phrase? Change something midstream.
Change channels through show.
Okay, so don't put on Seinfeld if you're watching Friends, especially if it's the episode.
Because I'm going to review Seinfeld, so you know.
Especially if it's the episode that Joey says he likes sandwiches, because I love that episode.
I'm more partial to the.
I know that one, and when Rebecca Romijn Stamos was dirty, even though I thought that was Seinfeld.
I don't think that's her anyway. Was it?
It wasn't Rebecca Romijn Stamos.
It probably was. I have barely ever seen that.
We should IMDb her and check it out. But that said, the show will clean up next week. We will be a little bit better. Like we said last week, every week a little more better is what we're going to do. A little more of a product that you want to hear. Hopefully, if you're still there, God bless you. And thank you for listening to the Brown Lodge. Come again. It's been a pleasure to serve you. We'll see you next week at www.thebrownlodge.com. We'll have surveys up. I think I got a message board up there now, so you can comment. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you want. Let us know what we should do to make this more of a thing that's a thing. And I don't know, 100K, you got anything else you want to tell to our fan out there? Our tens and tens of fans out there? I just made a big leap. A fan is more like it.
There's a couple. Okay. No.
A bunch? A few? You guys should be proud. You're in on the ground level. You're here at the ground level. The IPO, we're ready to go. By the next... When you sell off these stocks, it's going to be worth nothing. We're a bunch of dicks. Thanks for tuning to the Brown Lodge. We'll see you next week.
That was some sort of a brushback, wasn't it? You're right.